Bismillah, wassalat, wassalam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa man wala wa ba'd. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is going to be our 20th session, reading from some of the commentaries upon al-aqidah al-tahawiyya ma'al-imam Abu Ja'far Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Salama al-Tahawi rahimahullah. Before we look at the topic that we're going to cover tonight, which is the 37th statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi, we're going to look at some of the topics that we covered last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 19. First question being, mention the fourth and fifth part of the 35th statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi. Yani the 35th statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi is numbered by Sheikh Salih Fawzan in the Arabic edition as number 61 and in English 62. The fourth, the 61st and 62nd numbered by Sheikh Salih Fawzan is 61 and 62 in English, 60 and 61 now. Fourth and fifth statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. Now, and related to what came to us from the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, طيب الإمام طالب فضله.
Everything that is related in Sahih hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding this is exactly how we have said.
And the following statement. And it is as he said it. يعني كما قال ومعناه ما أراد. And its meaning, يعني it should be understood as he intended it. يعني everything that came to us concerning the seeing of Allah by the believers on Yawm al-Qiyamah is just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it is, as it came in the authentic hadith, and its meaning is as he intended it. Any meaning? Not as it was intended or desired by the people of innovation. So in this statement, the fourth and fifth statement is a follow-up of what Al-Imam al-Tahawi said in the previous statements, and concerning the believers seeing Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah as it came in the Qur'an. And then he said, and everything that came concerning this, meaning concerning the ru'ya of Allah by the believers on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that came from authentic hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is as he said it is, and its meaning is what he intended. Question number two. What does Sheikh Salih Fawzan say is meant by everything that has come from the Messenger is as he said it to be? How has he explained that, the meaning of, and it is as he said it? Huwa kama qala. What does that mean? Naam. Zaki. طيب, it's obligatory to believe in it is the next question. But before that, how has he explained the meaning of يعني it is as he said it, يعني as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now,
everything that the Messenger of Allah says about his son said regarding the affirmation is true and
living. Now, يعني it is حقٌ على حقيقته. يعني the point here is what? That the Shaykh is saying that the meaning of Al-Imam al-Tahawi's statement, huwa kama qala, means that it is just as he said it is, it's reality. Not some interpreted or deviant or distorted meaning of what he said, but it is just as he said it is in reality, literally. Now, Muhammad? And he also said, the next part of the statement, which is related to the second question, that, what the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referred to as al-wahy thani. But the question that related to that is, why is it obligatory to have iman in what came to us from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning the ru'ya, just like what came to us in the Quran. Why is it obligatory to believe in it? Naam. طيب تفضل اخي.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هو وحي يوحى من الله.
Naam, because the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is revelation from Allah. And it's revelation from Allah. So just as the Quran is revelation, the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also revelation, and that's why it's referred to as al-wahi al-thani. And the ayat related to this, as the Shaykh mentioned, which is not part of the question, the ayat that he mentioned, somebody in Arabic, what is the ayat? Naam, Yasir. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْحَوَى. Finish. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِي يُهَى. So this is an important principle here. We don't want to spend time with it now because it's from last week's discussion. But the point is that the authentic narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is obligatory. They are obligatory for us to accept them and to believe in them, just as we are obligated to accept what came in the Quran. And because the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is yani transmitted to us from authentic narrations, is also revelation. Question number 4. Mention the sixth part of the 35th statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. The sixth part, yani which Sheikh Salih Fawzan has mentioned as point number 63, and in English is 62. And this is also a very important point. Adam, naam.
لا ندخل في ذلك متأولين بآرائنا ولا متوهمين بأهوائنا.
نعم. What does it mean? نعم. فضل شنواز.
We do not investigate its interpretation with our own opinions, nor do we imagine its legality with our own.
Okay, so meaning that what came to us in the Quran, what came to us in the Sunnah, we take it as it is literally. Unless there's some proof to explain that it means something other than that. And we do not enter it to give interpretations or to use our imagination based on our opinions or based on our ahwa, based on our desires. This is what the people of deviation, the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila, did in giving false interpretations. And this particular point is also very, very important, especially in terms of the tawheed related to asma of Allah and the sifat of Allah, that we take them as they are literally, and we don't engage in discussions related based upon our opinions or our intellect or our feelings or desires. Question number 5. What does Sheikh Salih Fawzan say is the correct method to understand these matters rather than following desires? Rather than following desires. Zakaria.
To ask for and know about.
Okay, before that, he said, that's what he said, that the people should do, that they refer back to the Quran and Sunnah, and if they don't understand something, then they ask the one who knows, and that is primarily, first and foremost, Allah. But unless they are scholars who can explain it. Now.
Oh, is that that's what you
mean? I'm saying, what Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, rather than following our desires or following our opinions. He said, what is the correct method to understand these matters rather than following our intellect or desires or opinions? Now, you can read it in Arabic, no problem. And somebody will translate it in English, inshallah.
تحريف من أفكارنا وأعقالنا لأن السنة هي التي تحكم على آرائنا.
Naam, so help us with the translation, somebody. Naam, Abdul Wali.
We follow Quran and Sunnah and not allowing our minds and our thoughts to interfere and judge over what is stated in the Quran and Sunnah. We make the Quran and Sunnah judge over our minds and thoughts.
طيب. So it's not our intellect, our uqul, our afkar, our opinions or thoughts that rule or judge or decide over the meanings of the Qur'an and Sunnah. Rather, it is the Qur'an and Sunnah that decides and judges and is the final authority over what its meaning is. Yani we don't use our intellect placing it superior over the book and the Sunnah. Rather, the book and the Sunnah determines and decides and is the authority in the affair. mention the 7th and 8th part of the 35th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, the 7th and 8th part, yani numbered as 64 and 65 by Sheikh Salih Fawzan, or 63 and 64 in the English. Yani the 7th and 8th part together. Naam. Fadl, naam. And what follows that? In other words, we don't use our intellect, our opinions, our desires to determine the meanings, what came to us in the Quran and Sunnah. And that's because no one would be safe in his deen except the one who surrenders his opinions, his thoughts, his ideas. And he surrenders it to, yani, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, what came in the Quran and what came in the Sunnah, and refer that which is unclear to them back to the one who knows. Yani ila alimihi, yani the meaning of this is the one who knows is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Shaykh also in his explanation mentions that if there's any trustworthy scholar who can explain these things to us, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, yani we affirm its truth, we believe in it, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows its meaning even if we don't. Question number 7. What does Sheikh Salih Fawzan say is meant by except the one who sallama, yani surrenders himself to Allah and his messenger. Yani, ma salima fi dinihi illa man sallama lillahi azza wa jalla wa li rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, no person will be safe in his deen except the one who surrenders to Allah and his messenger. How has the Shaykh explained what is meant here by surrendering oneself to Allah and His Messenger? Now, Muhammad.
He referenced when the Sahaba would be asked a question and if they wouldn't know, they would respond, Allah wa Rasulullah.
Okay, so he referred back to, yani, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking the companions about things they didn't know, and they would say Allah and His Messenger knows. Before that, he explained exactly what is the meaning by sallama lillahi wa li rasulihi. Yusuf, Allah musta'an. Okay, yani accepting it just as it came and believing in it, yani according to the manner that is apparent, without any, yani, without distorting the meanings or without giving interpretations, yani from ourselves, without tahrif and without ta'wil, and without distorting the meaning according to our desires, or explaining it according to our, yani, feelings or opinions or ideas. Yani, that a person should accept it, accept what came in the Quran and Sunnah, and believe in it on its apparent meaning. On its apparent meaning. Now, this is the meaning of sallama lillahi wa li rasulihi, that a person surrenders their opinions and their intellect and their ideas and their desires or their feelings, they surrender it to, yani, Allah and His Messenger, yani, to just what came in the Quran or what came in the Sunnah according to its apparent meaning. Question number 8. Mention the first part of the 36th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi and what is meant by istislam. Yani, this statement is numbered as 66 by Sheikh Salih Fawzan in Arabic and 65 in English. The first part of the 36th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi and what is meant in that statement by istislam. Naam, fadl.
لا تثبت قدم الإسلام إلا على ظهر التسليم والاستسلام على ما جاء من القرآن والسنة ولا تمنعهم اتخاذ إيمان به.
طيب. Meaning of this is that the Shaykh, the Imam, is saying that a person's Islam will not be established, will not be firm, except with support and help from at-tasleem wal-istislam, by a person. Any other person's Islam will be firm, will be established, will be supported by surrendering one's own ideas or opinion or understanding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that a person's Islam will not be firm except ala dhahri at-tasleem wal-istislam, meaning to surrender, yani to Allah and His Messenger, And he said, yani, at-taslim wal-istislam. He explained what is meant by al-istislam. What did he say is meant by al-istislam? Naam.
Islam huwa al-inqiyad wa al-ta'a ala ma ja'a min Allah wa Rasulih.
Al-inqiyad meaning? Yani to surrender, to submit, to comply with what came, yani from Allah and His Messenger, and al-ta'a to be obedient to it. Yani to surrender, to submit, and to comply and obey what came from Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And istislam is general, yani in these affairs as well as in Islam in general, that a person surrenders and complies and conforms with what came in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Question number 9, mention the second part of the 36th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, numbered as 67 by Al-Imam al-Tahawi and 66 in the English translation. Second part of the 36th statement. Naam. Second part. Naam, Fadl. Abdul Wali.
He who seeks the knowledge of what is beyond his capacity to know, whose intellect is not contentful.
He who seeks, yani knowledge which he is not able or entitled to know, yani what Allah has prohibited the people from knowing, and is not content or satisfied to surrender their understanding, their intellect, their opinion or their ideas, then what? Then what? Then what will be the condition of that person? Now,
his understanding will be veiled.
And he will be veiled, he will be prevented, yes. Uh-huh.
Pure tawheed and on sound faith.
Now, he will be, yani his seeking the knowledge of that which Allah has not given to the people, not entitled the people to know. His seeking that which he doesn't have the ability to know will prevent him. It will be, yani, a factor to prevent him from having, yani, sound tawheed and, yani, pure knowledge of Allah and the truth and correct, yani, iman. It will prevent him from having, yani, complete and perfect and pure tawheed and correct iman. The last two parts of this statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, the 36th statement, mention the third and fourth part of the 36th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, numbered as 68 or 69 in Arabic, and 67 and 68 in English. And here Al-Imam al-Tahawi talks about the condition of the person who, yani, doesn't surrender, who is not content to surrender to what came from Allah in the Quran and from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What will be their condition? Naam.
هذا موسوس هذا موسوس تائه شاكا مؤمن مصدق أهل النفاق دائما شاكين
The statement of Imam al-Tahawi. That's explanation. Now, that's from the explanation. But the first part of what you said is correct. Before that, he said that those people would be wavering between kufr and iman, and between يعني تكذيب denying and تصديق and between الإقراء والإنكار يعني that those people would be undecided يعني they wouldn't be firm upon إيمان or كفر they wouldn't be firm upon testifying to the truthfulness of what came nor denying it outright they wouldn't be firm upon يعني acknowledging يعني what has been accepting and or rejecting يعني what has come But rather, yani, they will be in a condition in which they will be subject to the whisperings of shaitan, they will be lost, they will be in doubt, and they would neither be the believer who completely confirms the truth, nor the denier who completely denies the truth. Yani, this is the condition of the munafiqeen, yani, that they are neither here nor there, neither with the believers or with the disbelievers. Not always upon the truth accepting it, nor rejecting it. Yani, sometimes accepting it and sometimes rejecting it. Naam. So these are some of the points that we discussed last week, and that was the end of the 36th point of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, and this week, inshallah, we're going to look at the 37th point. Before doing so, I want to quickly just review, and quickly summarize some of the points that we mentioned in the previous two points from Al-Imam al-Tahawi. And in point number 35, Al-Imam al-Tahawi, and I think it's numbered 58 in the Sheikh Salih Fawzan's translation explanation, he mentions that the ru'ya of Allah by the believers on Yawm al-Qiyamah is a fact. But it would not be all-encompassing, and we don't know exactly how it would be. The seeing of Allah on Yawmul Qiyamah yani is a true reality, confirmed in the Qur'an and Sunnah and the Ijma' of the Salaf and the Khalaf. He also said, and this is what has been mentioned in the Book of Allah, in various places he mentioned the ayat that the faces of the believers on that day will be nadira, will be bright, beaming, beautiful, radiant. And they would be looking at their Rabb, yani seeing Allah with their eyes. And then he said the explanation of this is as Allah intended to be and as Allah knew it to be. And then he said what we mentioned last week, that everything that came concerning that, concerning the ru'ya of Allah by the believers on Yawmul Qiyamah, in the authentic hadith. Notice he said in al-hadith al-sahih. Everything that came in the authentic hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as he stated it to be. Yani literally, in reality. And its meaning is as he intended it, not as some people want to re-explain it as being. We don't discuss these matters based on our opinions or based on our desires, yani by giving false interpretations or using our imagination. For indeed, no person will be safe in his deen except the one who surrenders to the textual evidences that came from Allah in the Quran and from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the authentic hadith, and who returns or refers that which they don't understand, that which is unclear to them, back to the one who knows it. And then he said that a person's Islam will not be firm except with the support of surrendering, complete surrender and compliance and obedience to what came in the Quran and Sunnah. And whoever seeks knowledge of that which Allah has prevented the people, yani barred the people or screened the people from having, and is not satisfied with surrendering to what came in the Quran and Sunnah, surrendering their ideas or their interpretation or their opinion or their understanding to what came in the literal textual evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah, this person, by seeking that knowledge, would be deprived of pure tawheed and pure knowledge, yani ma'arifa billahi wal bilhaq, and the correct yani iman. As a result, that person would be between kufr and iman, and confirmation of the truth and denying it, and affirmation or acceptance of the truth and rejecting it, and he's subject to whispering of shaitan, lost, astray, in doubt, and in some of the narrations said, yani, in deviation, not being a believer who affirms yani the truth completely, or a denier who denies it completely. That's what we mentioned in the previous two points from Al-Imam At-Tahawi with the explanation. In the 37th statement, and Al-Imam Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah, has divided this statement, 37th statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi, into 6 points. He divided it into 6 points. And the first of those 6 points he numbers as point number 70 in Arabic and 69 in English. Quickly, to just have an overview of what Al-Imam At-Tahawi says in this statement before looking at the explanation of Sheikh Salih Fawzan, the meaning of what he said, and we'll look at it in Arabic inshallah when we look at the explanation, the meaning of what he said is that a person's iman in the fact that the people of paradise will see Allah will not be correct. His iman would not be correct if he uses his imagination to imagine it to be in a certain way, or if he yani interprets it by his own intellect according to his own understanding, and in a way that's contrary to what is apparently understood in the Arabic language. Yani, this person's iman would not be correct. لا يصح إيمان الإيمان بالرؤية لأهل دار السلام لمن اعتبرها منه بوهم أو تأولها بفهم. Yani, the person who uses his imagination to imagine what it would be like, or uses yani his own intellect or his understanding to explain it. He said this is because yani the proper interpretation, ta'wil of the ru'ya, as well as the understanding of every other matter related to Allah's rububiyyah, is achieved by avoiding ta'wil, avoiding one's personal interpretation, and adhering to a taslim, submission, yani surrendering and acceptance of the textual evidences from Quran and Sunnah. This is the foundation of the deen of the Muslims. And in some of the narrations of the book of Al-Imam At-Tahawi said, the foundation of the deen of the messengers. Yani, in this book that we're reading from, وَعَلَيْهِ دِينَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. In some of the narrations, it said, in some of the books, it has, وَعَلَيْهِ دِينَ المرسلين, المرسلين, the messengers, meaning every prophet and messenger who came, يعني came with this as a foundation, يعني the foundation of what? Of يعني accepting the textual evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah, and not interfering in it with our intellects or our opinions or our feelings. As a result of this, Imam Tahawi says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّى النَّفْيَ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتَوَقَّى النَّفْيَ وَالتَّشْبِيعِ الزَّلَّ وَلَمْ يُسِبْ التَّنْزِيِ. Yani whoever doesn't protect himself from النَّفْي, yani negating what Allah has affirmed for himself, and تَشْبِيعِ, making comparisons between the characteristics and qualities of Allah and those of the created beings, whoever doesn't protect himself from these two things, from falling into these two dangerous errors, and النَّفْيَ and التَّشْبِيعِ, then such a person has slipped, yani has erred, and has not achieved التنزيح, yani they have not achieved what they claim, yani that their negation, yani is intended to prevent a person from falling into تَشْبِيعِ, yani they have not achieved this. Then he says, and this is because our Rabb Jalla wa'ala mawsufun bisifat al-wahdaniya, because our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described with the sifat of wahdaniya, the characteristics of oneness. Man'ut bin'ut al-fardaniya. And he is also described, yani with the characteristics or descriptions of uniqueness. لَيْسَ فِي مَعْنَاهُ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّةِ. And there is no one or nothing in the creation that is equal or similar to him in these characteristics or qualities. And this is the 37th statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi. And primarily what he is saying here is that a person is not going to have correct iman if they try to interpret any of the textual evidences concerning this ru'ya or any other matter related to Allah's rububiyyah. If they try to interpret it by their own mind, by their intellect, or yani in accordance with their desires, a person will not have complete and perfect and correct iman. And that's because the correct interpretation of the ru'ya and every other matter related to Allah's rububiyyah requires that a person give up their own personal feelings and their intellect and to stick and surrender, yani stick to surrendering to the text of the book and the sunnah. This is the foundation of the deen of the Muslims, or the foundation of the deen of the messengers. Therefore he warns that a person must protect himself from two things, a nafi wa tashbih, yani negation, or which is normally referred to as a ta'til, negating the meanings of Allah's sifat, or a tashbih, yani more correctly, yani technically, as some of the scholars of Sunnah said, that the better term to use is tamthil. But in any case, it was referring to the same thing, that a person protects himself from negating the sifat of Allah and protects himself from making comparisons or examples of what has been yani narrated to us or came in the Quran related to the qualities and characteristics of Allah, making examples of them in that which came in the qualities and characteristics of the created beings. Whoever doesn't protect himself from these two things, then they have slipped, they have erred, and they will not achieve their claimed goal of protecting Allah from any comparisons or examples. And that's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described with the qualities and characteristics of wahdaniyah, of oneness, and he is described and characterized by the qualities of fardaniya, uniqueness. And there's nothing or no one in the creation that's equal or similar to him in these qualities or descriptions. Before I read what the Shaykh said, I'm going to just read a quick summary of the first part of this statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi that kind of brings in a clarity, brings to some clarity, yani what we're talking about here tonight. Shaykh Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Muslih, he says in his explanation of Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah that the author, rahimahullah, says that a person's iman will not be correct. A person's iman in the ru'ya will not be correct, meaning it will not be complete and perfect. Yani the ru'ya of the believers in Dar es Salaam, yani meaning in Jannah. The person's iman in that ru'ya of the believers seeing Allah in Jannah will not be correct if they يعني اعتبرها منهم بوهم أو تأولها بفهم. And the way he explains this really brings to clarity what is actually intended here. يعني من اعتبرها منهم بوهم أو تأولها بفهم يعني من مثلها أو أولها يعني من اعتبرها منهم بوهم بوهم he said it means من مثلها the person who makes تمثيل the person who makes تمثيل or أولها or the person who makes تأويل person who makes تمثيل meaning they make examples for Allah's qualities and characteristics from things that are in the creation. An example of Allah's hands is something in the creation. An example of Allah's face, an example of it is the face of something in the creation. And it is the people who make tamthil. And sometimes, as Imam al-Tahawi refers to it, as tashbih. Yani making similarities, resemblances between the qualities and characteristics of Allah and those of the created beings. So he said, the meaning of اعتبرها بوهم يعني مثلها يعني he makes تمثيل أو أولها he makes تأويل for indeed the person who makes تمثيل has fallen into deviation لأن الله جل وعلا يقول ليس كمثله شيء and he has deviated because Allah clearly states there is nothing like him so you can't make examples for anything from the qualities or characteristics of Allah but anything in the creation because there is nothing like him. Likewise, the person who makes ta'wil, yani he says the meaning of awwala, yani ta'awwalaha harrafa, yani tahrif. The person who does ta'wil, he says the one who distorts the meaning. And this person has also gone astray in their affirmation of what Allah has affirmed for himself. In that what? They have distorted the meaning of what Allah has affirmed for himself and this leads to yani misguidance and it leads to destruction. Therefore, the iman in al-ru'ya of any person will not be valid, it will not be complete and correct, except by at-taslim lin-nusus, except by surrendering, yani accepting their understanding of these matters based on what came in the nusus, in the Quran and in the sunnah. So the affirmation of the ru'ya, of the seeing of Allah of believers in Yawm al-Qiyamah, affirmation of al-ru'ya, عَلَى مَا أَثْبَتَهُ اللَّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ يعني a person has to affirm it, yani whatever Allah has affirmed for himself, مِنْ غَيْرِ تَحْرِيفِ وَلَا تَعْتِيلِ وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَكْيِيفِ وَلَا تَمْثِيلِ yani that a person has to affirm what Allah has affirmed for himself or what his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has affirmed for him without distorting the meanings. Yani meaning distortion means that a person accepts the text, but then they distort its meaning. And ta'atil means that they reject it outright. And they deny it. They deny the text. He said a person has to affirm what Allah has affirmed for himself without tahrif, distorting the meaning, and without ta'atil, without yani negating its meaning, rejecting its meaning. And also without takyif, trying to explain how it is, and without tamthil, without making examples of what has come in the Quran and Sunnah related to Allah's characteristics or qualities or descriptions. And without making examples for them and what came, yani what is found in the created beings. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says concerning the first part of this statement, yani the 37th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, and this is the first part of it, numbered as number 70 in Arabic. Of course, the English is going to be one number less. He said, the person's iman, yani in al-ru'ya, for the people of Dar es Salaam, yani the people of Dar es Salaam, meaning the believers who will be in paradise. Having iman in their seeing Allah by the person who yani uses his imagination, wahm, or gives his own opinion, yani ta'awwalaha bifahmihi, what he understood by his own mind. He said the meaning of this is Dar es Salaam hiya al-Jannah. Yani Dar es Salaam, yani the people of Dar es Salaam means the people of Jannah, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, so that a person's iman in this ru'ya, seeing of Allah, ru'yatullah fiha in Jannah, liman yatawahham wa yata'awwal fihi. Yani a person's iman will not be correct if he uses his yani imagination. And as Sheikh Khalid al-Musli said, yani use his imagination to mathala, to make an example from something in the creation, yani to explain the qualities or characteristics of Allah. يعني يتوهم ويتأول or give some interpretation يعني from his own understanding or his intellect. He said this person's iman in the ru'ya would not be complete and correct. And this person, when he does so, then he has yanfi haqiqatiha. He has yani negated its reality, the reality of the ru'ya. وَلَمْ يُسَلَّمْ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. This person has negated its reality and he has not surrendered to Allah and His Messenger, and he has used his fikra and his fahm and his own thinking, his opinions, his ideas and his understanding to explain the ru'ya. This person's iman in the ru'ya would not be valid. It would not be correct. It would not be complete and perfect. After this, concerning the statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, the reason why this person's iman is not sahih is because the إِذْ كَانَ تَأْوِيلَ الرُّؤْيَا وَتَأْوِيلَ كُلِّ مَعْنَى يُضَافْ إِلَىٰ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ بِتَرْكَ التَّأْوِيلَ وَلُزُومَ التَّسْلِيمِ. And the reason why his iman will not be correct is because the correct or proper ta'wil, and the ta'wil is used by the scholars of Islam in the early time to mean tafsir. And the tafsir or the ta'wil of the Salaf is correct. But the later people use the word ta'wil, they used it yani for their own interpretation of the meanings of things. So the correct ta'wil or the correct tafsir or the correct explanation of the ru'ya only, and of the ru'ya and of every other quality that is yani related to the rububiyyah of Allah, qualities or characteristics of Allah's rububiyyah, the correct interpretation of it is by abandoning interpretation and by sticking to surrender to the text of the Quran and Sunnah. Yani the correct way to interpret the ru'ya yani is by not interpreting anything, but rather to accept the text as it came in the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is for the ru'ya of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, as well as for every other meaning, quality or characteristic that is attributed to the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It requires a person to abandon yani the ideas that came to their mind from their own understanding or their intellect, their opinions and their desires, and to stick to surrender to what came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, all of this that is mentioned here is really just reaffirming what has been mentioned previously. And that is that it's obligatory. يَجِبُ التَّسْلِيمُ لِمَا جَاءَ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَعَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And this is to confirm this fact, this foundation, the obligation of surrendering to what came from Allah and what came from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم in reference to the ru'ya and in other than that. And that we do not enter into these things or enter ourselves into them. Yani as the people of bid'ah did, yani giving their opinions and their interpretations, but rather he said nuthbituha kama ja'at wa nu'min biha. Rather we affirm it just as it came, without interpretation, without distorting its meaning. We affirm it just as it came and we believe in it just as it came. So we affirm that the believers will see their Rabb yani in the arasat on Yawm al-Qiyamah, yani the place of gathering of the people, the place of standing for judgment. We affirm that the believers will see their Rabb in the arasat on Yawm al-Qiyamah before entering the paradise. And after as well, yani entering into the paradise, they will see the Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a means of honoring them. Since they believed in Him in this world, even though they didn't see Him in this world. After this, Al-Imam al-Tahawi says, so this, yani wa alayhi deen al-Muslimin, wa alayhi deen al-Mursaleen, yani this foundation of not using opinions and intellect and desires to explain the deen, but rather to follow the textual evidences as they came in the Quran and in the Sunnah, he said, wa alayhi deen al-Muslimin, yani the foundation of the deen of the Muslims, or the deen that the messengers came with, yani is upon this. Following the revelation and not the interpretation and the opinions and desires of the people. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, in this point number 72, وَهَذَا الْأَمْرَ عَلَيْهِ دِينَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Yani this matter, yani this is the foundation that the deen of the Muslims is upon, yani accepting the revelation and not yani interfering with our intellect or our opinions. He said it is that a person has iman. Huwa al-iman wa taslim lima jaa anillah wa rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa adam at-tadakhul fi dhalika bil afham wal awham wa ta'wilat al-batila wa tahrifat al-dhala. Yani it is that a person has iman and they surrender. They have iman in and they surrender to what came from Allah, yani in the Quran and from His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic sunnah, and avoiding using our understandings, our personal understanding, opinions and views, and our imagination and false explanations and astray, misguided distortions, ta'wilat and tahrifat. This is the deen of Islam, as opposed to other than the Muslims. For indeed these people, concerning that which came from Allah and from His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, these people have their own yuharrifuna al-kalim an mawadi'ihi, they distort the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They distort the meanings of the revelation from their actual meanings. They change their meanings. He said this is the way of the other than the Muslims. But the Muslims take the text and accept it just as it is. After this, Al-Imam al-Tahawi says, so whoever doesn't protect himself, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتَوَقَّ النَّفْيَ وَالتَّشْبِيهَ زَلَّ وَلَمْ يُسِبْ التَّنْزِيهِ. And whoever doesn't protect himself from nafi, negation or ta'atil, and tashbih or tamthil, making examples and comparisons between the qualities and characteristics of Allah and the created beings, this person has slipped and erred and has not achieved at tanzih. Yani Shaykh Salih Fawzan says, the meaning of this is, it is a necessity, just as has been mentioned previously, la buddha kama sabaqa min al-wasat, that there is moderation, or taking the middle course, bayna al-ta'atil wa bayna al-tashbih, that we follow the middle course of moderation between outright negating that which came in the revelation, and between those who affirm that which came in the revelation, but then they make comparisons or make examples with that in the creation. So the extremes are ta'atil, the outright negation of what came in the revelation, and tashbih or tamthil, accepting, affirming that which came in the revelation, but then making comparisons or making examples between the qualities and characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the qualities and characteristics of the created beings. فَلَا يُبَالِغْ وَيَغْلُو فِي تَنْزِيهِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يُعَطِّلَ اللَّهِ مِنْ صِفَاتِهِ كَمَا فَعْلَ الْمُعَطِّلَ. So a person doesn't go to the extreme in exaggerating in their tanzih of Allah, declaring Allah to be free from something that's unbecoming of Him. They don't go to the extreme in trying to free Allah from that which is unbecoming to be attributed to Him. They shouldn't go to the extreme such that they outright deny the sifat of Allah, as the people of Ta'atil, the Mu'atila, did. And so some people, they wanted to protect Allah, they claimed, from comparisons or making examples with things in the creation. So in order to protect them from that, they went to another extreme, and that is, they negated what has been confirmed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah confirms that He has a face, that He has hands, that He has feet. These are confirmed in the revelation. So they said, if we do so, if we affirm that, then we'll be making comparisons between the Creator and the creation. So to avoid that, we negate what Allah has affirmed for Himself and what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has affirmed for Him. This is an extreme. He said, لَا يُبَالِغْ وَلَا يَغْلُو فِي تَنْزِيهِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يُعَتِّلَ اللَّهِ مِنْ صِفَاتِهِ. These people went to the extreme and they negated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His qualities and characteristics that He has confirmed for Himself. And this is what the people of Ta'atil did. The people, the Mu'attila. وَلَا يُثْبِتْ إِثْبَاتًا فِيهِ غُلُو حَتَّى يُشَبِّهَ اللَّهِ بِخَلْقِهِ. Nor should we go to the other extreme of confirming what Allah has affirmed for Himself, but going to the extreme in that confirmation, such that they began to make comparisons between Allah and His creation. And they affirmed what Allah said about Himself, but went to the extreme in the affirmation by making comparisons between Allah and the created beings. Shaykh says, so, yani, what is necessary is al-wasat, al-wasatiyah, al-wasat, al-wasatiyah. That is, that a person has the middle course, or the moderate position, between the extreme of outright negating Allah, what Allah has affirmed for Himself, and the other extreme of affirming it, yani going to the extreme in affirmation, to the extent that they make comparisons between Allah and the created beings. He said the middle course is yani an yuthbitu lillahi ma thabatahu linafsihi wa athbatahu lahu rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yani it is to confirm for Allah what Allah has confirmed for Himself and what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has confirmed for Him. من غير تشبيه ولا تمثيل ومن غير تعطيل ولا تكييف هذا هو الصراط المستقيم المعتدل. So the Imam al-Tahawi is warning يعني from these two extremes, النفي والتشبيه والتعطيل والتشبيه and تمثيل. The Shaykh says, so the middle course is in between them, that is, that a person confirms what Allah has confirmed for Himself and what His Messenger has confirmed for Him, but without going to the extreme of tashbih and tamthil, making comparisons between Allah and the created beings, or making examples for Allah in that which is found in the created beings. That's one extreme. And the other extreme, he said, without making ta'atil or takyif. Yani without denying that which is Allah has affirmed for Himself, without denying it outright, negating it, and without trying to explain how it is. Yani without trying to explain how it is. A person saying that yani the reality of it is such and such and so, when only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us of His qualities and characteristics and His actions, He has informed us of how they are. But He has informed us of how they are. We affirm them, yani as Allah has affirmed for Himself, and we don't attempt to explain how they are. This is a sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path, yani the moderate or middle course. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la shabiha lahu wa la mathila lahu wa la adila lahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because indeed, yani we affirm what Allah has affirmed for Himself, what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has affirmed for Him, knowing that there's nothing that resembles Allah, and there's no likeness of anything in the creation for Allah, and there's nothing in the creation that's equal to Allah. So there's no problem in affirming what Allah has affirmed for Himself, and affirming what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has affirmed for Him from revelation from Allah, knowing that there's no chance of there being any resemblance or any likeness or any equality between the Creator and the created beings. Finally, Imam al-Tahawi in the last two parts of this statement, 37th statement, that Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan has numbered as 74 and 75, فَإِنَّ رَبَّنَا جَلَّ وَعَلَى مَوْصُوفٌ بِصِفَاتِ الْوَحْدَانِيَّةِ مَنْعُوتٌ بِنُعُوتِ الْفَرْدَانِيَّةِ لَيْسَ فِي مَعْنَاهُ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّةِ. That indeed our Rabb جَلَّ وَعَلَى is described with descriptions, qualities or characteristics of وَحْدَانِيَّةِ. And He is also described or qualified with qualities or descriptions or characteristics of fardaniyya. Yani sifat al-wahdaniyya, qualities or characteristics of oneness, and nu'ut al-fardaniyya, yani qualities or characteristics of uniqueness. Allah is one and Allah is unique. He is one without any partner and He is unique, there not being anything similar to Him. Shaykh says, لَيْسَ فِي مَعْنَاهُ يعني الإمام التهاوي لَيْسَ فِي مَعْنَاهُ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّةِ. So there is nothing in the creation or no one in the creation that is similar or equal to Allah in these qualities or characteristics. Sheikh Salih Fawzan explains the meaning of these two types of qualities or characteristics. And point number 74, Al-Imam al-Tahawi mentions that Allah is mawsuf bi sifat al-wahdaniyya. Sifat al-wahdaniyya, Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ wahid la sharika la. Sifat al-wahdaniyya, the meaning is that Allah is one without any partner. Al-wahdaniyya means that He is one without any partner. يعني لا شريك له لا في ربوبيته ولا في ألوهيته ولا في أسمائه وصفاته فهو واحد في كل هذه الحقائق. يعني صفات الوحدانية يعني means that Allah is one without any partner in His ربوبية, in His lordship, and He being the creator and the owner and the provider and the one who gives life and death and manages all the affairs of the creation. He is one. وحدانية. He is one, doesn't have any partner in His ربوبية. He doesn't have any partner in His uluhiyya, yani in His divinity, His right to be worshipped. Yani there's nothing and no one that is a partner to Him. He is alone in this, yani right of divinity, the right to be worshipped. وَلَا فِي أَسْمَاءِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. And He is also one, wahid, without any partner in yani the beautiful names and qualities and characteristics that He has affirmed for Himself or that the Prophet ﷺ has affirmed for Him. He is one in all of these realities. One. Then he says, Man'ut bin'ut al-fardaniyya. And he is described or qualified with qualities or characteristics or descriptions of uniqueness. He said, Man'ut ay mawsuf. Yani the meaning of ma'ut, man'ut, the same as mawsuf. So these are descriptions or qualities or characteristics. He said, mawsuf bi sifat al-kamal wa nu'ut al-jalal. Yani with characteristics of perfection and yani descriptions of yani jalal of greatness or glory or loftiness, sublimity. Yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect and He is lofty, high, sublime, yani great and glorious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described with these qualities of perfection and qualities of yani sublimity or exaltedness. التي لا يشبهه فيها أحد في خلقه. Yani these qualities, Allah is unique in them and there is no one in His creation that resembles Him in them. So He is unique. Yani not only is He one, but He is also unique. And that's important. And He's one without a partner, but He's also unique in that there's no resemblance to Him in anything or anyone in the creation. Sheikh says, بَلْ أَسْمَاؤُهُ وَصِفَاتُهُ خَاصَ بِهِ وَلَائِقَ بِهِ. Yani His names and His qualities and characteristics are particular to Him and are befitting and appropriate and suitable for Him. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani His qualities are qualities of divinity that are yani particular to Him and exclusive to Him and befitting of Him. وصفات المخلوقين وأسماء المخلوقين خاصة بهم ولائقة بهم. While the characteristics and qualities of the created beings and the names of the created beings are particular to them and befitting, suitable and appropriate for them. وبهذا يتضح لك الحق والثواب وتبرأ من طريق المعتلة ومن طريق المشبهة. So with this yani clarification, it becomes yani the truth and that which is correct becomes clear and a person is free from the path of the people of ta'atil, the mu'attila, who negate the things that Allah has affirmed for Himself. And also a person is clear from the opposite deviation of the people of tashbih or tamthil, the mushabbiha. Person is clear from both of these deviations. And the final point that I want to make tonight is yani concerning this last matter. the last matter concerning the person who doesn't protect their self from nafi وتعطيل and تشبيه. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described with qualities and characteristics of oneness and uniqueness, and there's nothing like him in the creation. Shaykh Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani rahimahullah says, person who doesn't protect himself from these two deviations, yani ta'atil and tashbih or tamthil, he says, ذَلِكَ, yani this person will, yani who doesn't protect himself from that, then he has erred, he has slipped, and he has not achieved the goal of protecting Allah from that which is not befitting of him. ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ نُفَاتْ الصِّفَاتْ وَالرُّؤْيَا مِنْ الْمُؤْتَزِلَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ إِنَّمَا. And I'm reading from the commentaries that we started with in the beginning, the commentaries of At-Tahawiyyah by some of the various imams, including Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani, Al-Imam Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. And if a person is referring back to that book, it's on page 55, Rawda al-Nadiyyah, page 55 in Arabic. Sheikh Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani, he says, this is, yani, that a person must protect himself from these two deviations. He said, this is لِأَنَّ نُفَاتْ الصِّفَاتْ وَالرُّؤْيَا مِنَ الْمُؤْتَزِلَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ إِنَّمَا يَنْفُونَهَا تَنْزِيهًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى بِزَعْمِهِمْ عَنِ التَّشْبِيحِ. Yani, that the people who negate the sifat of Allah and the ru'ya of Allah, including the Mu'tazila and other than them, they are negating, yani, these sifat and this ru'ya, they are negating these from Allah according to their claim in order to protect Allah from tashbih. They are negating, they are refusing to affirm what Allah has affirmed for himself because they said, this will require us to make comparisons between Allah and the created beings. That's why they are negating it. So he said, yani, this is the first group of people he mentions, the people who negate the sifat of Allah, claiming that they are trying to protect Allah from tashbih, from comparison between the created beings. He said, وَهَذَا زَلَلٌ وَزَيْغٌ وَدَلَالٌ. This is error, and it is deviation, and it is misguidance. Is كَيْفَ يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ تَنْزِيحًا وَهُوَ يَنْفِي عَنِ اللَّهِ صِفَاتِ الْكَمَالِ وَمِنْهَا الرُّؤْيَا إِذَا الْمَعَدُومُ هُوَ الَّذِي لَا يُرَى. He said, how can they be protecting Allah and from that which is unbecoming of Him, from attributing to Him that which is unbecoming of Him, while they are negating from Allah the qualities of perfection, including from the qualities of perfection is the ru'ya, that Allah will be seen. Since the thing that doesn't exist is the only thing that is not seen. And if they say Allah is not seen, that means Allah doesn't exist. And seeing Allah is the affirmation of perfection for Allah, that He does exist. So how can they be protecting Allah, yani, with their negation, when in fact, yani, what they are doing is rejecting from the sifat of Allah, the sifat of perfection. فالكمال في إثبات الرؤية الثابتة في الكتاب والسنة. So perfection for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in affirming the ru'ya, that Allah will be seen. Allah exists and He will be seen, as it has been confirmed in the book and the sunnah. The second group, al-mushabbiha, innama zallu ligulwihim fi ithbat as-sifat wa tashbih al-khaliq subhanahu wa ta'ala bil makhluq. So the mushabbiha, the people of tashbih and tamthil, their error is in their exaggeration and being extreme in their affirmation or confirmation of the sifat of Allah. They went to the extreme with it, and they made comparisons between the Creator and the creation. And then he mentions, yani, the correct path, والحق بين هؤلاء وهؤلاء. Yani, the truth is between these and those. Yani, the معتلة and the مشبهة. The truth is between them. The moderate, middle course, which is إثبات بدون تشبيه. Affirming what Allah has affirmed for Himself, and what His Messenger has affirmed for Him, in the authentic narrations, bidun tashbih, without making any comparison, because there's nothing similar to Allah. There's nothing like Allah. Ithbat bidun tashbih. Wa tanzih bidun ta'atil. And to, yani, declare Allah to be free of whatever is unbecoming of Him without emptying or denying or negating, yani, ta'atil, negating what Allah has affirmed for Himself. Without, yani, negating what Allah has affirmed for Himself. وَمَا أَحْسَنَ مَا قِيلَ, yani, what yani can be said better than what has been said yani by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah in various places in his writings. Al-Mu'attila or Al-Mu'attilu Ya'budu Adaman Wal-Mujassimu Ya'budu Sanaman. Yani the Mu'attila who negate Allah's sifat, and according to their negation, Allah wouldn't exist. So he said, yani al-mu'attila, they worship adaman, they worship something that doesn't exist. And the mujassima, yani who make comparisons and likeness between the creator and the creation, they worship sanaman, they worship something that exists, that they made up themselves, an idol. The mu'attila worship something that doesn't exist, and the mujassima, they worship the idols that they made up themselves in their own mind. This is what we're going to stop with. Even though we still have a few minutes before that, I can't see the board. It looks like we have a few minutes.
Over 3 minutes.
Alhamdulillah. We're going to stop with this, inshallah. Next week we'll take the next point, which has some controversial language that, yani, we'll take a few commentaries from a number of different scholars, including Sheikh Salih Fawzan and Sheikh Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah. But for now, we'll stop with this point. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone. May Allah grant us ikhlas in whatever we do and whatever we say. And that we do it in accordance with the sunnah, the confirmed sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His mercy and kindness and generosity, accept, and that He recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that He grant us al-thabat, that we be firm. Yani, this is not something to be taken for granted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us al-thabat, that we remain firm upon al-sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, grant a speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and to shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, and to fill their graves with light and make them spacious, and to admit them into His paradise, and save them from the punishment of the fire and the punishment of the grave. And we ask Allah to grant relief to the Muslims, men, women, and children, wherever they may be, whether it's in Palestine or other than that, in the lands of the Muslims or the non-Muslims, where Muslims are persecuted, that Allah grant relief for them, and that He grant them His protection, that He protect them from before them and behind them, from the right and from the left, and from above them and from below them. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them patience, and that He reward them and compensate them for the harm and the difficulty and the pain and suffering that they suffered in this world. And indeed Allah will compensate any of the believers for whatever they suffered in this world with that which is better than it in the next life. Indeed Allah is the one whom help is sought from. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.